Hello.
Hello,
hello,
hello.
Welcome to Solidly Blessed Podcast, hosted by me, Jesse.
And myself, Mimi.
Where we talk about family, finances, and marriage. We call it FFM. Stick around and prayerfully you will catch nuggets that you can use in your family, finances, and marriage. All right, here we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, good people. Welcome to this week's episode of Silently Blessed Podcast. I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
All right. On this week, we have a road trip edition for you. Once again, this is a road trip edition. Hey, so we had the opportunity to attend a vow renewal ceremony up in Long Island, New York.
Yes.
Here recently. And we just wanted to talk to you guys about doing a vow renewal. Is it worth it? Should it be done? Or what else could you do with that vow renewal money? All right, so it's your money though.
That's right, right? It's your money.
So you should be able to do whatever you want to do with it, right?
Right?
All right, but first off, let's talk about what a vow renewal is. So I'm actually going to it's called www.theknot.com. Theknot.com is the website that we're actually going to be using for this episode. So we could be talking about a multitude of things, including our road trip up to Long Island, New York, and our time in the big city of New York City.
Right.
All right. So a vow renewal is a ceremony of celebration and recommitment where a married couple reaffirms their marriage vows to each other.
Right.
Because this isn't a legal binding ceremony the way a wedding is, you know, because with the wedding, what you're doing, you got a sign on the dotted line.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. And that's worth as much as the ink that is printed on a lot of times. Because of what? Because the people just getting married and then getting divorced like real soon after, right? So it's no real commitment, it's a paper commitment.
Right.
So, and we could talk about that too, because we know that these folks are spending thousands upon thousands of dollars, right on these weddings. All right, but back to what I was reading there. Because this isn't a legal binding ceremony the way the wedding ceremony is, there really aren't any hard and fast rules about how to renew your vows. The sky is the limit. All right, so I think we were kind of talking about this in our pre-podcast about what the vow renewal is. So what's your two cents on what the vow renewal is?
There could be several reasons why people decide to renew their vows.
Okay, well, what's one of the reasons?
One is because they love each other so, and you know, they've grown in their relationship over the years, and they just want to renew their vows.
Yes. All right, so my two cents on it is, it's because you have money to burn. No, just kidding. No, I understand that a lot of people, they just want to reaffirm their commitment to each other, and so I don't have a problem with that. But the one that we just attended in New York, though, it was like a family reunion, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yep, so what you got to say about it? You got to see a lot of your aunts.
My aunts and my first cousins.
Yep, people that you don't see a lot of times, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and we always say that we're going to get together other than for a homegoing service or whatever, right? So that was a good occasion to get everybody together, and it was good to see people. And so I'm glad they actually did it, though. So I want to give a shout out to Uncle Jerry and Aunt Janie for their 20-year vow renewal.
Woohoo!
Yes. Hats off to you. Congratulations on that. All right. But now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about for the vow renewal, I guess we could go into our experience at the actual vow renewal.
Okay.
Right? So what was your experience. I think it was a very lovely venue.
Right.
The venue was real nice. The food was excellent.
It was. And they had how many courses?
About four courses.
Courses?
Yeah, yes. Four courses. And it was actually plated.
Right.
Right. So it wasn't the buffet style of an actual wedding.
Right.
Where the food is all dry and all of that stuff.
Right.
But
it's
this food was excellent, wasn't it?
It was excellent. It was a different experience when your food is plated for you.
Yes. Yes.
So. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I know we've been to some weddings and it's plated too, but the food is like dry and
right.
all of that stuff.
This
so
food was excellent.
Yes,
it really was.
Food was excellent.
Nice
the course that I had was real good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was my experience with the food. And I thought the ceremony was real nice for the actual renewal, right? So,
yes.
You know... the one thing that I wanted to talk about was at the end of the actual vow renewal.
Uh-huh.
I'm jumping all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so everybody had to actually valet their cars, right?
Yes.
So, you know, the valet experience, I think that was the first time that we actually valeted in a long time, right?
I think
right?
Years ago.
Yeah, years ago. But when that guy brought the car back up, he whipped the car around the corner like he was going about 75 or something like that. I'm like, dude.
Right.
So I walked around the car to make sure that everything was intact like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah, we were like, man. And then we ended up giving the guy a tip anyway.
Right.
See, I shouldn't have gave that joker zero. But no, it was
a
excellent
venue.
Yes, beautiful venue, and it was so nice that they don't even let you park cars at
right.
the venue. You
right.
got to valet your car.
You have to valet your car.
So I thought that was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you wanted to kind of bring out on the actual ceremony itself, or was that pretty much it? It's 20 years.
Just thought it was beautiful that they want to do it, and they look beautiful together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
My aunt, she looked like she's about, 45?
Yeah.
She looked good.
Yep.
She looked really good. Uncle Jerry, handsome. Yeah. They look really nice. And then it just gives the family something to look forward to, like the younger generation or the younger girls in our family, or even the younger fellas, you know, in the family.
Yeah.
Just something to look forward to.
That you can make it.
You can make it.
Yes.
You know, it's just up to you and your walk.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yes.
Every individual is different.
Yep. And you got to remember also that you got to work together as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have one going this way
and then
another one going a different direction.
Right.
You guys have to remember to move in one direction.
That's right.
With unity,
mm-hmm.
right? And I forgot all of the words that the actual
bishop, who
actually did the ceremony,
right.
but he used like
the terminology. Was,
different. What was it?
Did
it was like service, something like that. Yeah, I think I did.
Okay, you recorded.
Yeah, I did.
I can't remember, but it was well put, you know, the way he
did. It was like three S's that he gave her and gave him some words of wisdom also.
Mm-hmm.
I took note to what he was saying, and I actually, like you said, recorded it, and I have to bring that back up. But what we were saying, though, is that you do have to work together as a unit. You know, the husband and the wife.
And the wife.
You know, because when you work towards oneness, I believe that your marriage will flourish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just my opinion. You're talking to someone who has been in the marriage game for 33 years now, going on 34.
Right.
So we aren't rookies at this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have to remember, though, that every day isn't Sunday.
Right.
Right? So, you know, you're going to have some mountains and some valleys, right? You know, you could be on the mountain some days, and some days you are down in the valley.
Right.
But I'll tell you though, you know, I'm glad that we have decided to stick it out, you know, and because vows, they do mean something, you know.
They're supposed to mean
And it
something.
Says, until death do us part, right? So when you go into it with that mindset and you're thinking that, hey, you are in this for the long haul, it's better than going into it. I've heard some people say, well, I give it a try.
Right.
And if it doesn't work out,
I can easily,
then I can just
leave.
Leave or get a divorce or whatever, and then I could just move on. So we have to get out of that mindset and move towards being one. Move towards being one with the Father. You know, you got the Father who's the head, which is God himself. And then you got the husband, and then you got the wife, and the three is the trifecta, right? And so if you're working together as one unit, you can't do it all by yourself. Your spouse can't do it all by herself or himself or whatever. But you, if you depend on God and you guys are working towards oneness, I believe that you can make it work. We are an example of that, that you can make your marriage work.
That's right.
But remember, every day isn't Sunday, though.
Every day isn't Sunday.
Yep. Yeah. What else you got on that?
And I think the longer you're married, I think you grow. You grow in wisdom. You should grow in wisdom.
Yes, you should grow in wisdom. The longer you're married, you should grow in wisdom.
Yeah.
All right, but now let's get to the actual other part of this. So now that we've talked about the actual vow renewal, and that is great for people who can do it.
Right.
But how about for the ones that would like to do it but don't have money? Should you go into debt to do a vow renewal?
No.
Should you go into debt to do a wedding if you don't have a house or a place to stay? Should you go into debt to do that?
No.
Well, why do people do it now?
What
do you have for that?
They are fascinated of the date. They're fascinated by the dress, by the people that's going to see you. They're fascinated by that.
Okay. But
they focus on the wedding and not the marriage.
Okay, so they're just focusing on the one day, right? Because I think it was a couple that we were talking to where they were talking about how I think it was the husband who said, hey, do you want to have a big wedding?
Right.
Or do you want me to, put that money as a down payment on the house, right? And I think the spouse said that she wanted the down payment on the house. Rather than spending $25,000 or $30,000 on a wedding, and you don't even have a place to actually stay, right? And you are renting from someone, or renting an apartment, or a townhouse, condo, house, whatever, right? So we have to be smarter about how we're spending our funds on these big, nice weddings and stuff. You got to think about tomorrow.
That's right.
And not just today.
That's right.
Right? So we can all do better.
Because
so when you know better, you do better.
You do better. Exactly. You're creating when you do things like that, you create a future problem.
Yep. And you know what those problems are. You're creating credit cards or whatever, however you paid for it. So, you know, hey, I have no problem with if you have the money saved up and you say, hey, I saved up all this money and I want to have a $25,000 wedding or whatever, and you do that, hey, that's on you, right? I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
But if you have to take out a loan for $25,000 for a wedding,
Yeah,
that's where I have a problem at.
But see,
you know,
if you want to do it that way, you don't need to be arguing about it later on.
Yeah, and that is what that's going to cause, though, right?
Yeah.
Because you have taken your financial future and put it in a wedding that's only going to last for one day, and I think you said that it's like the fantasy of marriage, right? But doesn't every little girl wants a big wedding? Usually?
Yeah, well, many little girls do, yeah.
Well, why don't you talk about that? Because didn't you have a wedding?
I had a wedding. I wanted that big, pretty white dress, and I had it. Yeah, and I was satisfied with it.
So, yes. What else you got? Back then, no, how much was it?
It was about $3,000, but that should have been like, to us, that was like $30,000.
Yep, back then,
we had no funds like that, you know.
Yep, we didn't have the funds to be able to
pay for
the wedding.
Right.
So I do remember that we actually put some on a credit card too, didn't we?
Yes.
So we weren't very smart then either, right?
We weren't very smart about that.
Yep,
no.
But when you know better, you do better. So if you are an engaged couple out there and you are thinking about spending a whole bunch of money on a wedding, my plea to you is to take that money that you're thinking about on a wedding and put it as a down payment on a house or something that you can own, like land or something like that. So you can start building generational wealth, right? So rather than just focusing on that one day.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to have a wedding, but why not do it later on when you do get, your funds
financial up. Right. A little more stable in your funds?
Right.
I think that's what we were talking about, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you're taking that money rather than just putting it $25,000 or $30,000 into a one-day wedding, you are actually building generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you plan on doing a wedding, why not do something a little more low-key?
Right.
Set a budget of $15,000 or $10,000 or whatever.
Right.
Save up for that so that way you don't have to put it on a credit card.
That's right.
You don't have to take out a loan. And we're speaking from experience here because, like I told you, we had some of the money for the wedding.
Right.
And it was only like $3,000 or whatever it was. Right? And that's nothing compared to what it is now.
Right.
But if we would have known what we know now, we would have either saved up all of that money to have the wedding, which wasn't that much back then. Because we're talking back in 1990.
Right.
So, once again, we've been married at this point 33 years. So, use our advice. If you're listening to us, use our advice of save up the money first before you try to have the wedding. Don't go into debt.
Yes.
Don't start off in the marriage with a financial problem, right?
See,
because that's what that's going to bring.
Yeah. You're already creating problems, before.
Yes.
Before you even get married.
And so, you don't want to do that.
And then you can't look at your friends and look at how their wedding was. You can't do that. You have to focus on what your life is and what your finances are.
Yes.
So.
Because what do we always say? You can't keep up with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like,
you can't even really keep up with yourself.
Exactly.
So you don't. If you don't know what the other couple's financial situation was, then how are you going to say, I want the wedding like Susie Q or Jim Bob or whatever, right? Jim Bob wedding was nice, wasn't it?
Right.
Nah, you can't go by what Jim Bob did because you don't know what their situation is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how long Jim Bob has been saving for the wedding. And vice versa, right?
Right. Yeah. Because you hear people talking about, her dress was this and her dress was that. They did this and they did that. And you're like, I need to do that. Of course, I can't do anything that's less than that.
Yep. You know? Yep, that's right. And you know what that is? That's that syndrome of trying to keep up with other people, right? Mm-hmm. So don't get out of that mindset.
Right.
You know, you have to do what's best for you
and your
future spouse. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do.
Right.
And going into debt right off the bat is not a good thing, mm-hmm. right?
No, it's not.
All right. You got anything else on the vow renewal? Mm-hmm. Love is a great thing.
Yes, and then when you choose to have a vow renewal, it is even more beautiful.
Yes, that is beautiful. But I won't be taking my hard-earned cash and putting it in a vow renewal.
No, well, at one point I thought, you know, I think we were married like 10 years. I was like, I wanna renew our vows. But now it's like I've gotten older and we've been married longer. It's like, why? You know, that's how I think.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
I don't see anything wrong
with that.
No, I'm not talking. I'm saying I don't see anything wrong with doing what they kind of did. I think theirs was
like
more
a
family gathering.
Yeah, it's like
and like that,
reunion.
You know,
yeah.
Because the renewal part, it wasn't that long.
It wasn't at all.
But it was more so celebrating their 20 years
of
marriage.
Their love and
yes.
Yeah, a beautiful relationship.
Yes, beautiful. Yep, so once again, my hat's off to him. You got anything else for this one?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, good people, that's our time for this week. We'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Make sure that you come back on next week and bring a friend with you. We love you,
and
there's
nothing
you
can
do
about
it. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Mimi.
Peace and blessings. Until next time. Peace.
Thank you for joining us for this episode at Silently Blessed Podcast. Remember, if you would like to connect with us,
hit us up at silentlyblessedmedia@gmail.com. 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 One word, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube channel, Instagram, just search Silently Blessed Media, LLC. Twitter, just search Silently Blessed. We love you,
and
there's nothing
you
can
do
about
it.
Peace and blessings. Until next time, don't forget to subscribe
and like.
This episode was produced by Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
All rights reserved to Silently Blessed Media, LLC.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Mimi.
Be blessed, my brother.
And my sister.
Peace.